And welcome, everybody, to episode 584 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman will be in a few. He's running a little bit behind today, so he'll be here soon. Lots to talk about today. Shout out to Rebel, who's in chat. What is up? I can't see the list. I see Rebel Lust in there, and I don't see the rest of the chat. So if you're in there, say hi. I'll give you a shout out. Eric, how are you, man?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, lot going on. actually, nothing's going on really here, Eric. I don't know how it is in your neck of the woods, but it looks like we're gonna be stuck here for a little bit. So, we'll keep the lights on as long as we can.
All people walking outside yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
it was like adults with their little children, but
yeah. See, yeah. Eric, here's the thing: like, how long are we gonna be able to not go crazy? You know, some people need fresh air, man. Like yesterday, I felt the same way. Like, all I wanted to do was like go outside and get fresh air. I mean, according to the guidelines here, walking is okay, I guess. But I kind of agree with you, Eric. Just stay inside if you can. But people are already starting to go, cabin crazy. Lots to talk about today, Eric. Lots of news. So why don't we go ahead and get into it?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, take it away.
Excuse me. This is from NintendoEverything.com, and it's about the final entry in the Mary Skelter series.
Oh.
Mary Skelter finale announced for Nintendo Switch.
They should have, like, a package deal with all of those games on one or two.
Well, the second game includes the first as DLC for free.
Well, I guess that's not bad. Okay. All right.
Or at least that's how they did it here. I don't know how they did it in Japan.
Yeah.
But, Quiet Heart has announced that Mary Skelter finale is coming for the Nintendo Switch. It implies the entry will wrap up the story told in the Mary Skelter series so far. Having finally escaped from the jail, the protagonist has to contend with the foul-feeding Overseer Tower floating in the sky, as well as the Genocide Pink Executioner Squad. Gameplay will feel familiar to the fans of the series, so they'll still be exploring 3D dungeons. However, the new zapping system feature will allow players to switch between multiple parties in real time.
Okay. Interesting little switch of mechanics there. So, all right. So, no date yet, Eric?
Nope.
All right. Let's move on to the next story from...
Some people thought it would be Neptunia, but no. They're not going to stop Neptunia. That's a cash cow for that company.
Yeah, no
it's
way.
It's the thing that's probably keeping them alive.
Yeah. Okay, next story comes to us from Siliconera. Shantae, and the Seven Sirens release dates May 28, 2020. So there you go. That's actually a pleasant surprise. It's a great series.
You don't mind playing it on mobile. You can download it now.
Yeah, I mind.
But you have to pay the subscription fee for Apple Arcade.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good, man. I'll wait till this comes out on other platforms. I tried playing Shantae on my mobile, and it didn't feel right. I couldn't do it. So this is cool. It's a great series, man. Great series of games, Eric.
Yeah, unless you have like a gamepad for your phone, it's like no point in playing it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's taking a little bit more cues from like Order of Ecclesia, because she's got more magic abilities that she's using in this, which I guess they want you to use that instead of your hair all the time.
Oh, really? I don't mind the hair mechanic. I think that was kind of the thing that set this series apart. But it's a great series, man. I like those games. They're fun. Good little platformers for sure. So there you go. All right.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there are more transformations that you can use to fight in instead.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up.
We've got Story of Seasons Friends of Mineral Town has got a date for North America. We talked about it last week, but we only had the info on the European and Australian releases. But it will launch, it says Thanks a lot, Arkle. You didn't actually put it down here, but I'm thinking it's the same as Europe and Australia.
Okay. So, July?
I think the reason there's no day is because coronavirus is... makes getting this on a specific date hard to pin, because it's not the company's fault if the game doesn't get to the retailer in time.
No, we've got to be a lot more forgiving on delays and stuff now, Eric. I mean, with everything. So anything from here on out that says delayed or doesn't have a date, I'm going to give a pass for. Normally, I'd be a little more aggressive in my approach to talking about these things, but in light of recent events, there's
at least it's within the same season as the European release.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right. Next story comes to us.
But there is a pre-order bonus. The plushy cow will be a thing.
Oh, okay. Plushy cow. Is it brown?
It's called Strawberry Hanukkah, which probably makes it. You think that it's big? It's got a big pink nose.
Oh, okay. Dang, that's a nice little incentive. Those plushies. I'm always compelled, even though I don't have the room for stuff like that. All right. This next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Borderlands Legendary Collection coming to Nintendo Switch on May 29th.
Along with XCOM 2 and BioShock Collection.
Yeah, that was going to say.
But I can't care about this, really, because then there's no real physical release. They'll sell you a case with a game code in it.
Ah, screw that, man. Yeah, I can't
get behind that. Cheap-ass bastards 2K.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. No, no. I mean, there's not a ton of room on the Nintendo Switch.
Especially
anyways.
Since you're locking out the Asian markets, which don't have an eShop.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Although I'm willing to bet that they will ship to that country and they will do a physical release for that. So if you can hold out longer,
yeah,
you can get it then.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up next.
But I'm not paying $50 each for these.
No, heck no. All right, go
ahead,
Eric.
That's like the Baldur's Gate game stuff. All that was $50. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. No, thank you. I'm not paying that price.
Those have already been marked down, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. If they were, like, if they started out at, like, $24.99, then, you know, later on you get a sale for, like, $10-$15, you know, great. But, you know, $50, way too much. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Sheeran the Wanderer. That was, like, part one of my Stinko, so you got one of my Stinkos early.
Yeah. Okay.
So 2K being 2K.
Yeah.
But Sheer in the Water, the Tower of Fortune, and Die of Fate is coming to Nintendo Switch in 2020 during the Nintendo Japanese Direct. Anyways, Polish at the same time as the Western Directs, by the way. They have different streams. Spike Chunsoft self revealed that Sheer in the Water, the Tower of Fortune, and Die of Fate will be released in 2020, no real date, but probably by the end of the year. I'm not gonna say summer because it's probably too soon for that. But it's based on Sheer in the Water 5 Plus, which was released in June 2015 for the Vita. And I think there was also there might have also been a PC port.
Yeah,
but we didn't get that. We only got the Vita release. But it'll include the dungeons that were added post release on the Vita, so that you can get the whole game.
Yeah,
and a brand new original dungeon. So what? Ooh. This is just your own The Wanderer 5++ then?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
I reviewed the original. It was pretty good. I never finished it. I'm glad I never bought the physical release on Vita, because I could just pick this one up instead.
Yeah, yeah. You dodged a bullet on that.
They're one. Hard, though, because they're roguelikes.
Yeah, yeah. Difficult games. I'll talk
and a little bit. The Sheeran ones in particular have a nasty habit of just getting really difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all right. It's like you'll get a good piece of gear and you'll coast for the first 14 levels, but then... Then once you clear that mission, you start up. You start over again, but you start out like you go to these different towers. But once you beat a tower, you start back from level one. You have to do it over again, basically.
Oh, jeez. That sucks.
And you keep doing that until you beat all the towers and beat the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a better format than they did in the original Sharon games.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. King's Bounty 2 coming to Nintendo Switch. Dev Diary number 2 showcase the series history during today's Nintendo Direct Mini. 1C Entertainment revealed that, just read all this, it's coming to PC, PlayStation, Xbox One, when it launches later this year. So additionally, 1C Entertainment also released the second, developer diary for the game, discussing the series history, and I said that too.
Which we don't need to talk about.
And we don't need to talk about, but yeah, it's, I'm putting up the, link now, but it's on the stream, but you know, I don't,
so I wonder how the port quality will be compared to the other consoles.
Yeah, if you want to check out King's Bounty 2, just look it up on YouTube, and it's got a whole dev diary on the progression of the series, which sometimes I find kind of fascinating with series, you know. But
do you like strategy RPGs? This is up your alley if you do.
I do not. Yeah, that's more Breakman, Eric. Yeah,
this is like it's a strategy RPG, but it looks like it's got some RTS elements.
Yeah, yeah. Well, two out of two, no go for me. So this, like I said, Breakman would probably have much better time with this than I would. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We got The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 3 for Switch has got a date. Well, this is assuming things don't go awry. But yeah. June 30th. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say they could probably have released this earlier had it not been for the virus.
Yeah.
Because the demo's out now.
Yeah,
they even had preview events for it, which usually means it's a month or two away.
Yeah, I wonder what this, because it we're only going to be shut down for like what, 2 weeks? I mean, that's what Trump's
he wants to do anyway,
right? If he gets his way, it's going to happen. So, but I'm just wondering what two weeks in the
mail. But like, the states could just ignore what he says, because, like, the states are the states.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying
is, like, you want us to shut down? Fuck you.
Yeah. No, what I'm telling you is what, what the time frame is that'll be lost in that 2 weeks mail-wise. You know what I mean? Because it's got to – the ramifications got to be longer than just 2 weeks, because you have to –
because all that mail is backed up now.
Yeah, you have all that backed up mail, and then, you know, going forward, you have more and more. And then, obviously the demand is going to be way up at the beginning. So you got to wonder if some of these dates aren't going to be pushed back. But anything else on that, Eric?
But July 7th in Oceania.
Okay, there you go.
And June 30th for North America and Europe.
Exciting. It's a good series.
It's already out in Japan.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering who did the port work then, because it doesn't sound like Falcom did, because I don't think they have dev kits for the Switch, since that was one of the reasons why their games had not been ported to Switch yet.
They didn't get dev kits?
Huh. No.
Interesting. Okay. What do we got next?
Or they have dev kits, it's just they're so preoccupied with PS4 as a platform. Yeah. And they haven't had time to actually learn how to use the Switch.
Yeah, probably. That's probably very plausible, Eric. I'll go ahead and do the next story, Eric. It's from RPGsite.net. Xenoblade.
Oh, yeah, the game's also on PC right now.
Yeah. Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition coming to Nintendo Switch May 29th. It's pretty exciting for your Xenoblade fans. So there you go. It marks, it's coming to Switch with a new epilogue story, future connected, included in the Definitive Edition. Epilogue story can be played separately from the main game.
So which that's is nice. So, and it sounds like the Future Connected might be pretty beefy.
Yeah, so that's so, really
so
good.
So it's like basically DLC for the original game.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which is baked into the main game if you decide to just play the main game. But if you don't want to do that because you've just recently replayed it or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a 3DS version of the game. You can play it on the Wii U via the Wii.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just jump right in. But it doesn't say anything about gameplay tweaks, but they did say remaster music track, which is nice because the sampling that was used in the game wasn't the greatest.
It does say improved visuals and gameplay, so they might have tweaked.
Yeah, they, like, swapped out the old models for new ones.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good that they did that. That's really really nice of them.
Better coloring, better shading.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. Better texturing.
Yeah, better everything all the way around. It looks good. Looks.
Looks and like I remember good. When Digital Foundry said the best way to play Xenoblade was to play it on an emulator and use ultra-high resolution settings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, this is definitely a better way to play the game.
Yeah. And not everybody has that ability to do that shit. That's
yeah,
why
you need a beefy PC.
Yeah, I like Digital Foundry sometimes, but I think they assume everybody can afford, you know, high end rigs at any given point. You know, when that's not reality.
Or has the know how to make.
Yeah.
Emulation.
And that's like, you know, more than half of us don't know how to do that. So that's a big, you know, big. Chunk of the audience there, so I don't know. I like Digital Foundry, but
it's also talking about how there's going to be a collector's edition, which I'm going to pick up, but I might get the European version, which includes it says I guess I'm wrong. Maybe it includes something else that's not listed here, but you do get a soundtrack. But it's called a sound selection vinyl, but I think the European release might be the full soundtrack.
Ooh, that would have been a nice addition all the way around.
Not that I have a record player that I could use on that vinyl.
Yeah, I know. And who has the space? I mean, I like
the... I just want the art book, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
If you sell the art book separately, I would be fine just buying the standard version now and getting the art book later.
Yeah. All right, community showcases in chat, and Bernie's in chat. Of course, Bernie's in chat. What's up, Bernie? You haven't been in chat in a while. All right, let's go to the next story, Eric.
Next story is Code Vein Lord of Thunder DLC is out now. This is the final DLC pack for Code Vein. At least until they decide to do another DLC season pass thing.
Oh yeah, of course. If it's successful, they'll keep on doing that shit until they come out with their new game, Code Vein 2 or whatever.
I mean, look, the Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2 and Fighters Z both keep getting characters as part of their season passes.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't just make Fighters 2 yet.
That's a good question, Eric. Like, is that shit like so normalized now that we just go through these stories and we just accept it and move on? Like, that's, I mean, because I still have outrage over shit like that. You know, it's like, come on, man. You know, I don't
$5 for a character.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind expansions. You know, like PC has like they come out with games
like
and
this stuff. It's like. You're paying $10 for like about 3 hours of content.
Yeah, I guess that's not terrible. That's decent, you know, $10. So
you could either pay $30 for the DLC separately, or you could pay $25 and you'll get it all. Yeah. And you'll save yourself $5.
Yeah, you save $5, which brings it down a little bit less than $10 a DLC.
You get the season pass on sale somehow. Yeah.
I just don't like the companies that hold back DLC from a game. You know, they finish it with that DLC, you know, already, you know, and then they release it day of or a little bit after and you have to pay extra.
You know, like fucking Koei Tecmo with all the DOA bullshit.
Yeah, games are not $60.
There's 1,000 No, I think $1,200 worth of DLC for DOA 6 alone.
Yeah, it's like $1,200. So. Yeah, it's crazy, man. That's the new model, you know. New model. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Let's see. Anchar Studios, my bad.
Is anybody in the chat room?
Bernie was in there. Showcase was in there. Rebel was in there. If you guys are in there, let us know. Sometimes I can't see... can't see the chat, who's in the chat.
I see Bloodluster and Bernie, but that's it.
Oh, is Bloodluster? Okay, hey, Bloodluster. Welcome back on in. But yeah, right now that's all that's in there. Probably because
I think nobody's here because everybody's on lockdown and they're probably preoccupied with watching TV or something.
Yeah, you know, doing anything other than listening to us, probably, man.
You know, I wonder where Slager is.
Slager should be here, but... And maybe he'll be here later. Okay, so Anchar Studios opens Kickstarter campaign, of course they do, for Cyberpunk RPG Game Deck. I guess that's reasonable, $50,000. And then they released a statement, and then they gave you a 10-minute gameplay trailer, which I'm looking at right now, and it looks nice, but they're gonna need
is game deck like the Holo deck.
Yeah. Maybe we could have him on and ask him. Bernie's in chat. She says I'm here. Okay, let's see. So there you go. It looks okay.
It sounds like it's Cyberpunk, but what if it was like set up like Fallout?
Yeah, sort of like an old school Fallout Cyberpunk game. That sounds kind of awesome. I guess I could get with that. That's okay. All right, Eric, what do we got next? We got lots to get to.
We got a game called Bonfire, which has a release date for early access on March 26th, so yesterday, so it's out now.
Like the art style. It's got a real cutesy art style, but the story might be a little surprising. Looks kind of good.
This is a gloomy tactical RPG. Features a procedurally generated world, which already makes me go, eh.
I know, I'm out.
Like, just please design your games, people.
I know. I don't care if it's linear. Just design it. I mean, for us. I don't know, man. This procedure.
I'm far more interested in seeing you craft something rather than just throw assets at a wall and see what sticks.
I totally agree. Totally agree, Eric. I mean, I know there's great ones out there, and I don't mean to knock it because it's probably technically harder to do that type of game than a lot of others, but I just, it's not my bag. I agree,
Eric. And there's some games that I don't mind procedural generation, like games that see your world before you even begin playing, and it stays that way throughout.
Yeah,
the way Chasm works. Yeah. Like Chasm's procedurally generation is it generates like a set world before you start playing, and it stays that way until you start a new game.
Yeah, see, now that I don't mind. I don't mind that at all, Eric. Like if you procedurally generated it beforehand, and that's what you, yeah. But every time you play it, no, I'm good. Yeah. All right, what else we got, Eric?
It's like. Yeah, like the procedural generation I don't care for is like you leave a dungeon, you come back, it's not the same way you found it.
Yep.
Or you die, it's the same.
Yeah. Did you do that story or was that mine, Eric?
Which one?
The one we just did.
Bonfire. Yeah, so Bonfire. You're next.
Okay, Humble Bundle to publish tactical RPG The Iron Oath later in 2020. Comes to us from RPGsite.net. During today's Humble Brag stream, Humble Bundle announced it will publish what I just said, The Iron Oath, for launch on PC later this year. It's being developed by a two-person team at Curious Panda Games, who ran a successful Kickstarter campaign for the game in 2017, raising $94,000 for the project. So kudos to those guys for raising up that money. I've seen this. Isn't this going to be on the Switch at some point? I thought I heard rumors. I thought I heard rumors
of that. Not
that
I've heard of.
Yeah, I thought for sure I'd heard... Saw rumors or heard rumors that was going to... But that's just speculation on my part. But let's get back to the story. It's a tactical...
This video is showing gameplay for very different games. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. Tactical turn-based combat, large and dynamic overworld, in-depth guild management, character development, and decisions matter. Your choices bear consequences, and they can affect your characters, your company, and many factions that exist throughout the world. So we've heard that a few times before. Looks like your typical, you know, tactical strategic RPG. So there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We talked about, like, they've been showing this one set for Eden game in the video here. We talked about it before, and it looks like a Battle Network game, but, like, the one thing that's keeping me from wanting to pick it up is that it looks way too busy.
Yeah, yeah, I will say that. That looks like you got
There's information overload. I don't think I can handle it all.
Yeah. There you go. Good point, Eric, good point. I think I saw cards in there and stuff like that. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got a new Grandia HD collection patch out, and here are some of the details. The patch will add Japanese text language support to coincide with the launch in Japan, alongside improved frame rate optimizations, advanced visual effects throughout, and additional bug fixes and more. So there already were patches that addressed some of the earlier issues. I'm wondering if they'll ever do a patch that gives us no filter option so that we don't have to play with filtered graphics. The filtered graphics aren't bad looking, but most of the time they're just garish, and I'd rather just play with the original sprite work.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I don't care how pixely it is. It's better than smoothing out some of the details you'll lose sometimes with filter.
Yeah. Do you think Grandia would, like, if they were to resurrect that franchise, do you think it would do good today, Eric?
I think they need a plan, because Grandia 3 was not great.
Yeah, yeah.
The gameplay was the only good thing about it, but the story was absolute garbage.
Yeah, it wasn't a terrible game, gameplay-wise, from what I remember.
And then Grandia Extreme was just,
yeah.
And then...
Yeah, they would definitely need a plan. Get somebody on board with some know-how.
At least it aged better than Lunar did.
Oh, yeah, Lunar did.
They tried to bring Lunar back for the DS. That was awful.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the PSP game, while fun, is it loses a lot of the strategic elements from the original and PlayStation 1 releases.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I think the design of the actual NPCs in the town, it was kind of lazy. They're just kind of standing there.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story.
But next story is Fae Tactics. Actually, I think it's your turn.
Okay, Fae Tactics launches for Nintendo Switch and PC this spring. Again, during the Humble Brag stream. It will launch for the Nintendo Switch alongside PC, and there's no details on money. Gives you a little bit about. So here's some of the features: unique menu-less turn-based tactical gameplay. That's interesting. Manage the magical elements of your party to counter enemies' elements. Befriend a colorful cast of allies. Level up and customize your abilities. Battle all kinds of fey creatures and collect them into your team. That's always the hard, like, even in Final Fantasy IX, when you had to, like, eat those monsters with the what's her face?
That Kena? Dude.
Yeah. I don't know if that's too much for me to handle. All right. Find powerful and unique spells to help tip the scales. Traverse a variety of colorfully detailed environments in this isometric wonderland. It does look pretty. I have to say that, Eric. This game does look...
It definitely looks less stiff than that completely awful Dark Crystal game.
Yeah, yeah. No, it does. It looks very fluid with a really nice kind of neon... like art style, sort of. I don't know how to explain that color palette, Eric, but it looks really nice. So Freak Five's in chat. He says, "What's up, bitches?" Not much. Freak Five just hanging out with Eric RPG, waiting for Breakman to come on in. He's a little late today, so we're just rolling through the news. So there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got a game called Dread Nautical. which is a horror-themed tactical RPG for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch, and Epic Games Store. Of course, it's going to be on the Epic Games Store, not Steam.
A lot of tactical RPGs today.
To launch on April 29th, so Monday. Zen Studios, it's a horror-themed strategy RPG with roguelike elements. Of course it has.
of course.
Unless this term is completely meaningless now and it actually doesn't describe what you do in the game.
Yeah, yeah. It may be. That may be the case, Eric.
But, it's got cartoony-looking graphics. So
yeah,
it's like I'm guessing it's like Darkest Dungeon, but what if it were more like a cartoon?
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like kind of a Warcraftian version of that. Yeah, I could see that, Eric. Yeah, kind of colorful, but very minimalist graphic wise, but definitely a horror story. So I don't think this one's for kids.
You know what Lovecraftian game I want to play instead?
What's
that? Shinsekai, where you play as the last human who's a deep sea diver who shoots a bunch of crazy looking sea monsters.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds good. Sounds good for sure.
It looks like it's a Metroidvania, but you're entirely in water the entire time.
That sounds good, man. I'm down.
It
for
was
that.
Originally an Apple Arcade game. Now it's on the Switch.
Oh shit! Cool. Is it out now?
Yeah.
Right on. I'll have to check that out. Find me a link for that. I'll check it out after the show.
Just go to the eShop after you're done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll do that. All right, let's go to another story from RPGsite.net. Sinnohalis launches globally on July 1st. So that's the story. It's from Enix and Pokalabo. Nexon, who had previously announced the Western release of the mobile game, is no longer involved. So they bought him out, I bet. That's probably what that is. It's a mobile game. With Yoko Taro as the game's creative director. Game will be available in English, Korean, Thai, French, Spanish, and German. Pre-registration on iOS and Google Play, and more information can be found on the official website, and then they give you a trailer. And I don't see much of any... I didn't get a chance to look at the links, Eric, but... Guessing there's not a lot of gameplay on these trailers, and I'm pretty right. So there you go. It just gives you a little bit of the artwork and kind of what's going on. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope, not really.
All right, you're up.
But Dragon Ball Z Kakarot has got some DLC called A New Power Awakens that adds content from the Dragon Ball Super anime. So they're really just going to go and just duel all of Super up to now.
Yeah.
But this is the first one. Yeah. Which is probably about the Battle of Gods arc.
Yeah.
But okay. Since this content has not been dated, but expected release in spring. So I'm guessing within the next couple months. But anyways, it's included as part of the game season pass. But those who are hoping to purchase the DLC separately, you'll have to wait into A New Power Awakens Part 2. Launches later this year. Additionally, the music compilation pack, which originally came included with the game's Ultimate Edition, will also be made available for purchase this spring.
Okay, but, cool.
Also recently updated the game with a time machine functionality so players can go back to replay story missions or complete side quests. Which is nice, which is... Makes me wonder why that wasn't there in time for launch. Did they rush this game a little bit, maybe?
Possibility. It wouldn't surprise me. Even if I had... Like, every time I put up... I have to fight with YouTube every time I put up a clip of Namco Bandai, Eric. And it's always a pain in the ass. So I like to do these stories as quick as possible and move on. But, you know, whatever. All right, I'm going to try calling Break, man. You guys are my witnesses here. I think Break is full of shit because it's not even showing him on the list of, you know, online people. So we'll give it a shot. I'm calling right now. All right, Eric, you want to go ahead and do the next story as well while I wait for break? Do we have break?
All right. Yeah. Harmonica.
Okay, then you can hear me.
I can just hear you, sure. You son of a bitch. Why you gotta come in like that, man? Why you gotta ruin my whole day? Like, in the span of 2 seconds.
He's like Don Quixote. He just wanders in drunkenly, and then he plays this thing to announce his presence.
Shows up 30 minutes late, and that's what I get, man. I get the harmonica. How dare you, Break, man? I should exile you before you even say anything. What's up, Break? How you doing, man? How you doing, man?
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm tired.
You're here. Okay. All right, Eric, continue.
I had to run all the way.
Yeah.
From a whole other state to get here. Yeah. I ran from New York to get here.
New York?
You said senile old man, but I don't think you could be as senile as Biden.
Oh, God. We're going to talk about that later on. All right, Eric. Did I mention Freaks? Hello, I'm here. We're waiting on you.
Fading in and out, kind of.
Cutting out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear both of you guys. Can you hear me?
I'm fine now.
Okay, good. Can you hear me, Break?
Break.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, we're good. But, Eric, go ahead and...
Sorry, man. That was a long run. I'm thirsty.
It's all good, man. I mean, all the way from New York City, so, you know.
No, I did in 20 minutes.
Jeez. Are you sure you're not the Flash, man? I wonder. I wonder sometimes.
No. The Flash still beat me.
Okay. All right. Not quite up to that level yet. All right, Eric, what do we got?
He's the Floosh, not the Flash.
The
Floosh. Speed of flushing a toilet.
Yeah, exactly. He's the Flush, not the Flash.
The
The Flush.
Worst named superhero ever.
All right, Eric, let's get on with this
story.
Not as
bad as Zoom, if you ask me. But Square Enix confirms that Final Fantasy...
I do know one far worse.
What?
I know a supervillain far worse name.
The Flush is pretty bad, man.
No, the F-Hag.
Oh. Oh, God.
The woman who literally gets her superpowers from killing gay people.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Well, those are just bad supervillains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But Square Enix confirmed that Final Fantasy VII Remake, along with Resident Evil Remake... Strangely, Trials of Mana was left out of this in mentions because I guess you only might have shipping problems if you're a big name game.
Yeah, well,
but,
I mean, this is the one that really counts.
So the games might not be available launch date because of shipping issues because of coronavirus. Because, being able to find drivers might be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is to be expected, Eric. I'm not, like I said earlier, I'm not going to make light of any of these delays or, you know, as disappointing as all this stuff is, we, you know, as gamers, just gotta suck it up.
My launch copy is probably not going to be in the store.
Yeah, probably not, man. Of course, is GameStop even going to be around soon?
Yeah, they don't. So you might have to wait. About a week or so.
Yeah.
At the most.
We
should be getting everything shipped to us anyway. We shouldn't be ordering.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be going to stores. Remember, fuck the delivery drivers.
Yeah.
I'd like to just. I wonder if I could call them, just ask them to refund me my $5 and I'll order the game through, Best Buy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be a good idea, Eric. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. Let me do the final story today. Comes to us from Silicon
Arrow. So that way they'll just ship it from a warehouse.
Yeah. All right, this comes to us from Silicon Arrow. Yoru Tomosu, announced by NIS as our new horror visual novel for the PS4 and Switch. So they revealed it, and the cover, apparently. It's got looks like a school teenager... I don't know. I don't even know how you'd describe it. Setting of Yoru Tomosu, Nights Lights Up, is Kashahari, or Kaguhara. You know, I should have had Break do this last story. I really should have. Kaguhara Girls Academy, a historic school that's been around since the Taisho era where girls called pseudo-sisters shared a secret exchange. Oh, I bet they did. The pseudo-sisters had a special relationship that involved trading their most valuable belongings and a contract to be sisters until graduation. However, one day, two pseudo-sisters who were contracted together committed a double suicide. To make matters worse, the teachers treated it as an accidental death.
So this is a conspiracy theory story mystery game.
Yeah, I was gonna say so.
Accidental double suicide. Those are common.
Super common. Didn't you know that? I mean, come on. Freak Five says I found out that my job is giving full time employees a $200 gift card. LOL. When we all get that, the liquor aisle is going to look like the teepee. Yeah, that's Freak Five. Dude, I hope people are being safe out there, and doing the best they can to stay afloat in these hard times. And I hear these employers that are giving out gift cards. I'm like, you couldn't be more callous and stupid if you tried as a business owner. So I feel you, Freak Five, if you're being laid off, man. That's a shitty fucking severance if I ever heard, because... It's awful. I mean,
I've heard a lot of bullshit in my time. I mean, these people like are hoarding toilet paper and hoarding water and stuff like that. But now they're gonna hoard beer.
Yeah,
you monsters.
The one thing that catches breaks ire: toilet paper and now beer. So, I hear you.
Liquor stores are non-essential, so why are you fucking open?
No, I had a lot of people point out, because I asked that question too, Eric, and a lot of people made great points.
Yeah, but I thought those people were joking.
No, a lot of them aren't joking, man.
Awful then.
Yeah, it's a valid concern. If you're dependent on alcohol and then all of a sudden your source gets shut off, then it's a very, very bad...
You should never be dependent on alcohol is the thing.
I agree, Eric, but we don't have the greatest healthcare system here, nor do we have a ton of resources for people that are addicted to alcohol. So,
we're not like Canada that has like a place where you can go... get your injections with observation so that you don't overdose.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. He's still working and
just because America's that fucked up.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, Freak is still employed, so that's good, man. I just, if that $200 gift card was a, like, a deal to, like, try to tide you over or something, I'd be like, what the fuck am I going to do with that? Like, seriously, it'd be... insulting, but if it's just extra, that's really nice, Freak Five, and more people should be doing that. All right, let's move on to our homie discount. Eric, I think you put this in there. Is anything?
No, those are from last week.
Okay,
to delete those.
Okay, then I don't have any. Do you have any homie discounts?
Although the Mega March sale is still going on.
Yeah, Mega March sale is still going on. There, we went over those highlights last week. Breakman, I think you have stuff this week, so why don't we do it? All right, Breakman. Dear Breakman, what do we have?
There are a couple of things, and Dear Breakman, one of them's just a link from Freak showing us how Philadelphia told GameStop, fuck you, you're not essential, you're closing down whether you fucking like it or not.
We'll talk about that, for sure. It's really important. It's in my stinko, so stay tuned for that. I don't want to get too far into my rant unless you have anything to add right now, Breakman.
No, you just sent us a link to a news article on that. But the most important question maybe we've ever answered in the history of Dear Breakman is upon us. I'm thinking, and I can't think of anything more important.
Yeah.
Dear Breakman, and this comes from Bernie. This question is for Frank and Breakman. Fuck Frank, this is for me.
It would be think you would already ask Frank this.
Dear Brickman, where's your favorite place to come?
Oh boy.
Okay.
This is Brickman.
Brickman. My favorite place is not to come. What? What?
Sorry. Oh, Frank. I was just gonna say this is what do they call that? Breaking news. Yeah. Go ahead, Brickman. Where do you like?
I'm saying pretty much anywhere
you can't be arrested for it, right?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions. I think it'd be easier just to say where you shouldn't do it.
Okay.
At work. Freak does that.
Freak's friend does that, remember?
Yes, that's why Freak knows all about not doing that at work. You shouldn't do it in public unless you're hot. Let's see here. Public and work. Yeah. I can't think of anywhere else.
Okay, so specifically, what are you saying not to come on or in, Brickman?
Well, you shouldn't rudely come on somebody without warning them.
So if they get warning, it's all good, right? Oh, I'm going to come! And then you come.
No, you get warned a couple seconds. You need to give them a full, 5 minutes in advance.
Five minutes?
No, it's golf. All you got to do is scream four.
okay. So people are cool as long.
I warned you.
People are cool as long as they're warned, according to Brickman. So as long as you say, "Hey, watch out!" I mean, it's on you if you get come on you after that.
It's like golf. You have to yell a specific thing. You can't just yell, "Watch out!" You're coming. You have to yell that.
Oh, you have to yell coming. Okay, I'm coming.
So if you come on you during this outbreak, does that mean you'll get infected?
I don't know if there's evidence it's in sperm or not. That's a good question. Social distancing.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I'm not a medical professional, so I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
So not a medical professional, but, we are psychics here, and we know – we're trying to save the world, so our advice.
In other words, you're giving people advice, man, with the social distancing. Just come 6 feet away from your target destination, right? Is that what you're saying?
And you guys scream coming because just like golf, if you don't scream four and you hit somebody with a ball, you are liable. So if you don't scream coming and you hit him in the face, the cops can rush you for assault. I'm just going ahead and warn you.
We're even getting legal advice from Brickman here. This is
not to mention indecent exposure.
Freak Five says the jizzer
guy. That's bullshit, but it's still a thing.
Yeah.
Cops get you for everything.
Yeah. The jizzer geist is still working with me. I saw him today. He also says,
God. How does he still have a job?
That's so weird. He says,
don't come in or on a child. That's a good point. I didn't think that needed to be said, but there are sickos out in the world. You're right. Children and animals.
18-year-old would still be considered a child.
Okay. So sheep are obviously out of the question, right? So all those people in Nebraska, I hope you're listening. No, I don't think everybody.
No, no animals and no children. Sorry. That's just off.
Okay.
Right. Old people are questionable. You got to ask old people first.
Yeah, but don't you have to give them extra time to get out of the way at that point, Bray? Because they are old,
That's why you have to ask them first.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. I thought I told you.
You just go up to a nursing home. Hey, you gotta complicate things. Ma'am, can I just come on you? And if they
on butts or in butts? Bernie's asking the question.
Come on the butts or in the butts. Either way, you got that's one of those things where you just do it, and then you ask whether they like it or not. And if they're upset, then you blame somebody else.
What about butts, Bernie?
Or it was an accident, just like anal sex in the first place, you get your fucking her normally in the vagina, and then you just pull out and just put it in her ass real quick.
Oh my God, This is
wrong hole.
It's an accident. It slipped, honey. I'm sorry.
I think this is
Well, since I'm here, I'm just going to keep going.
This is the first time I've ever blushed on RP.
What about coming on hair?
Oh, what about hair? Bernie what says.
You talking about, like, hair on your head?
Yes.
There are a lot of people really sensitive about their hair. You're getting, oh, man, I don't want to even touch that one. I'd personally not. I'd personally aim for the face or the butt, as Bernie suggests. You don't want to aim for the hair because, back. Man, there are a lot of people really sensitive about it. Also, really their shoes. Also, people sensitive about their shoes. So those two places you shouldn't aim.
Okay. Don't aim at the shoes. I'm writing this down here.
Right.
No, okay. No shoes. yeah.
Hair on the hair. Because people spend a lot of money on their shoes and a lot of money on their hair, is what I'm saying. You know, I mean, you can do it in a car. They spend a lot of money on their cars and whatever, but they can clean that. You know, whatever. That's no big deal.
What about Zane's sure hair on his chest? Coming on that.
I thought that's what everybody did. I mean, he's like a notoriously gay icon, right? I thought, like, I guess notorious isn't the best word, because I was just thinking because he's supposed to be a bad guy, he's notorious. But, you know, he's supposed to be, like, a gay icon. So, yeah, I'm sure he's got it right in the chest a lot of times. Not about V-shaped, hairy.
Oh, man. V-shaped
scar with hair.
I think we've hit the lowest of lows here on RP Grinders this week. I never thought we could be any lower. I think we reached the absolute low point of every podcast ever imaginable.
What can I see here?
So
I guess if my favorite place to do it, though, because there's so many good places. I guess in the middle of a room full of naked women is probably the best place.
Yeah. That's Frank's blushing. I am not blushing. How dare you? It takes a lot more than that to make me blush. I think it's funny as fuck, though. So
Frank is so offended.
So what if you? Yeah, I'm so offended. What if you like have like?
I don't know what's going on outside, but I keep hearing tapping.
Tapping? It's the FBI, man.
Really loud tapping.
It's the FBI. That's what it is.
No, it's like someone's. Like doing roof work, but why at this hour?
Wow, weird. Yeah, no.
It's maybe it's a damn squirrel. They're evil and malicious. You never know.
God.
They might be trying to assault you.
I was thinking maybe their phone died and now they have to do Morse code.
They're up on a roof. Send help.
We laugh and watch.
We ran out of toilet paper. Someone threw toilet paper
out. Send toilet paper. We're out.
That's the fun.
Oh,
TPS.
Yeah.
Exactly. STP. Send toilet paper. There you go. STP. Yeah.
All right. Break. What else we got? Anything else?
Let me see. Other favorite places to come, you know, on her, inside her. Those are good places, too. just not in the hair.
Not in the hair.
And not in the feet. Feet fetishes are nasty. You people are disgusting.
Wow. All right. What else? Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing worse than you're watching a webcam porn or something like that, and all of a sudden the guy tips money, and he's like, show me your feet, and you're just like, God damn it. Now I got to stop tracking it, and I got to start all the way over. I'm leaving.
You got to put your credit card information in another cam, you know, room, and yeah, that's such a pain in the ass.
Break that. Yes, God. Thank you for understanding. Such a pain in the ass.
All right. Anything else?
So I guess my advice today is don't do it in public with children or animals and at work.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see that, you know, unless you're really high.
And don't run people's shoes or hair. And as long as you're coming, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're actually not liable. Like, you are honestly, it's against the law at that point for you to be liable.
I mean, even dresses are not off of the cuff because, like, you know, I mean, Bill Clinton did it, right? Right.
So. I know, why would they? Exactly. He made it the point. I mean, Bill Clinton was ahead of his time.
Let's see. WTF Frank is channeling Trump. This is the first time I blushed on Grinders. Then I'm not blushing. I'm not blushing, man. Come on. I've heard and seen and done it all, Freak 5.
He's just got to really That's right.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What else, Breakman? Anything else?
No. Do you have any advice to add? Because the question was addressed to both of us, and I think I've given all the best advice I can.
I can't top your advice, Breakman. You are, I mean, it's seemingly like the all-knowing where to place your jizz master on RP Grinder. So take a bow, sir. Take a bow. You win.
Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, the greatest question we've ever had. Yeah. So I worked hard. I put my heart into this one and get the best advice I could.
Yeah, he did lots of research on this one, folks, for sure. Freak 5 says, or mentally handicapped. How dare you, Freak 5?
Out of Freak Shows.
Freak 5's getting in exile. He wants to get back in contention for his title. I think he's lost his title for a little bit, and he wants to get it back. All right. So let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Also, we got another one. Another question. So we have one for next week, just so you know.
Oh, sweet.
Not as good as the one today. You know, because you can't really top a question like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. You're going to have to work hard to top that one. So if you're listening out there, send them to @RPGrinders. All right.
Yep. Right. I mean, we can't save your life unless you ask us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you could lead a horse to water. You just can't make it drink, Breakman. You know, it's one of those type of things.
Hey, your wisdom, it never ends.
It transcends RP Grinders, Breakman, for sure. All right, what have you been playing, my friend?
Final Fantasy 15, mostly. Uh-huh. I'm still in Chapter 4. I've been doing pretty much every quest I can find.
Yeah.
I think I'm down the Justice story quest at this point. So yeah, I'll probably be moving on.
Okay. So you're just kind of grinding up a little bit, you know, kind of getting prepared for later levels.
I'm only in Chapter 4, but I'm already up to like level 55 or something like that.
Nice.
Like that's how much fighting I've been doing.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
I was adding to breaks. Oh, I see. He's like mentally. Yeah, leave mentally handicapped people alone as well. Freak 5 says that's sound advice too. Don't.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about one of us, so I didn't comment. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah, yeah. Or disadvantaged, you know, physically disabled as well, unless they want to, you know, unless they want you to. So there you go.
Yeah, you gotta ask. You have to ask somebody who's physically disabled. Because, just with the people who are slower, physically slower, and, you know, if it's not like older people, physically handicapped people, you know.
Oh, man.
Everybody else, they're physically able, they can get their asses out of the way.
Yeah, we aim to offend on this show, that's for sure. All right. All right.
We aim to never get into office. Oh, wait a minute, our president did.
Exactly. Aiming, Jesus Christ, couldn't get any worse. This show's hit the lowest point of the lows. We've had harmonica and now this. I mean, it can't get any worse for me. Okay, Eric, what have you been playing?
Just more Seven Scarlet, Persona 5 Royal, which I beat the first playthrough. I didn't do my social links properly, so now I have to do a second playthrough just so I can get to the new content so I can properly review this game.
Well, that sucks, man. I mean, it doesn't suck because it's a great game and probably be okay doing that, but damn, that really does
suck. I'd just rather be doing something else.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right, I already sunk 130-something hours into it.
Yeah, might as well go for broke, man. Persona 5 is that type of game,
I'll
man.
Say that with fine.
I just wish they made it easier to hook up with get your social links later on in the game. Like, they go away for plot reasons that don't make much sense, really.
Yeah. Sort of like it was...
Because I could have developed them then, but no.
Yeah. Well, now you know. Now you know, Eric. All right.
They're like... Usually, like, what was like... Like, there were free days in the original game where you could have done whatever, but, like, those days are eaten up because there's after-school events that involve these characters that just shifts the game to evening. You can't hang out them after that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is stupid. They should have had nighttime activities with those characters.
Yeah. What else have you been playing? Anything else, Eric?
That's it. I played a little bit of the Trials of Mana demo on the Switch, but I only played it for about 30 minutes, and most of it was story nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. All right. of course, I had my daily dose of MPQ, and I did get a chance to play the Final Fantasy VII demo, and it's good. It's beautiful looking, for sure. There's no question about that. I do...
Frank had to play on easy because he sucks.
I did not. I played it on normal, you son of a bitch. I did not play it on easy. And I knew you were going to say that. That's why I'm like, I have to play this fucking game on normal no matter what. But it is... The end boss was a little difficult. It took me a couple of tries, but I did get it. It wasn't super, super challenging, but... it gave you enough of a challenge. I just don't have all the mechanics down. I mean,
I died the first time because I couldn't figure out like what I had to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same here. I think I took two or three tries, maybe two. I think it was two, but I got through it. It was fun. Lots of goodness in there. I just think I got
the feeling. Would make more sense for Cloud to have thunder and Barret to have fire.
Yeah. But whatever. I think it was actually, to me, maybe it's just because it's a demo, it just felt a little generic. Like, I don't know exactly what to put my finger on to make me feel that way. I just felt like the whole demo as a whole felt very generic. And I'm just guessing that's because, like, the final product is going to be something spectacular. And you know, I'm just...
Hello?
Just hoping for that. Do I got you, Eric?
You're scratched. You're coming in and out.
All right. Let me hang up on you guys. I'll call you guys right back. But, yeah, it was just, you know, it's just one of those things. It was good, but just to me it just seemed kind of... I don't know, generic more than anything. I mean, I know they didn't give you a lot. Do I got you guys back now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric, Brake, did you get a chance to play the Final Fantasy VII demo?
No.
Yeah. Eric, did you get the impression that it was kind of generic gameplay-wise? Like, I can't...
I don't even understand what you're talking about when you say that.
Just like you know, like there's nothing spectacular about it. Like we've seen all of these things in different games and different iterations up to and including
the white word.
Generic is the best way that I can put it, Eric. I just think that it's good. No, don't get me wrong, and it looks really good, but nothing makes it.
It's a remake. I mean,
yeah, I know, but I mean, if you take for example like Resident Evil 2. Eric, like, that's a remake as well.
I could say this much.
Yeah.
That I think I'm worried that too many characters that were humorous before are not going to be humorous now.
Yeah.
Like, they have too much of a serious tone going on in the game.
Yeah.
And I want to see something in the main game that, like, that contrasts against that notion. Because I think they've... Well, it might have just been the scene itself, but Heidegger sounds like he's not supposed to be somebody you're supposed to laugh at.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm kind of like getting at. It had a generality about it that I don't know. It didn't set itself apart for me, Eric. Like when I played the RE2 demo and even this latest RE3 demo, like it gave you enough to feel like different. You know, I'm not feeling that from Final Fantasy VII, and maybe
you're only doing the bombing mission in the demo, so
yeah. No, I gotta wait for the final product. I
mean, there are lots of people online that said like the ending of the demo is different than what happens in the game. No, it's not. It's just they show you what happened, which they mention only in text in the game, and that's only if you actually pay attention, bother to. Talk to enough people to get that piece of information.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying.
Reading is hard.
Yeah, reading is hard.
Reading comprehension is especially hard.
Yeah, exactly. Freak 5 says he's been playing...
Like, the whole point of it was like they didn't blow up the reactor because they didn't do enough damage to it to completely destroy it and cause the explosion to happen. What instead happened is that Shinra did it and they blamed them for it so they could get the public against them.
Yeah. Yeah, Freak5 says he's been playing Animal Crossing New Horizons and Jackbox games. Those are fun for sure. And I have not had a chance to check out Animal Crossing.
To be fair,
yep. Go ahead.
To be fair, it's Final Fantasy VII original translation wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
if it had had parts in the game where you pick up a mega elixir and it was called the last elixir. Yeah. Or you go to Area 6 and you go to Eris's house, you find some sick guy, and Eris says, "This guy are sick." Typoed.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the greatest of translations.
And spells like Firaga and stuff were called Fire Threads.
Because they were lazy. Sick.
Yeah, it was a different time then, for sure. I don't know. I liked it. Okay, I'm not trying to shit on the demo at all, guys. But it, you know, to me, it just was.
Yes, you are.
Nothing will ever confound me as more though in video game localization as the thing known as the LOL launcher from Legend of Dragoon, a legendarily bad RPG that people give too much credit for.
Like who? MXT?
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. I say check it out. Let me know what you guys and gals think, because it's it was pretty. It did everything that you wanted it to do. It seemed very blah to me. It was very general, very generic, and I know they can't show you the whole shebang right, you know, in a demo, but man, when you went through that Resident Evil 2 one-shot demo, I came across of that like feeling pretty, you know, pretty excited about that game, and I just don't have the same feeling, but whatever. Freak said he bought a bottle of peanut butter last week.
I kind of hope that amazing. Like the save file from the FF7 demo carries over to the first game. Like, I can't imagine progress carrying over, because it doesn't, but like maybe giving you an extra guild boost or something.
Yeah, they're not going to give you anything. I think they did say that if you played that demo or if you downloaded that demo, you'll have access to a free theme later on or something like that. Peanut butter by itself, I'm not a big fan of, Freak Vibe. I don't like peanut butter by itself. Like peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'm good. I don't like the texture of peanut butter per se, except in like Reese's and, you know, stuff like that. Reese's Pieces. And
I like smooth peanut butter. But like crunchy is good when you eat it with certain things.
Yeah.
So we now know for a fact Frank is not human.
Yeah. Confirmed.
The only people that don't eat peanut butter are people who are allergic to peanuts. Those people have a legitimate excuse.
I like peanut butter in certain things. Like, I just don't like
the... No, you just said you didn't, you alien freak. We're not buying.
He doesn't like peanut butter by itself.
Yeah, I don't like peanut butter by itself at all.
You've been here for 2,564 years, haven't you?
A little bit longer than
when
that.
When your alien ship crashed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was what I played, the Final Fantasy VII demo. I got through it. Felt pretty good. I played something else. I think maybe it was Walking Dead. It wasn't much of anything because of all the bullshit that's going on and, you know, scrambling to get toilet paper and everything else that you need that other people are freaking out about, which we'll talk about later. It doesn't look like anybody has a review, unless you do, Break. Do you have a review this week?
Oh, he wanted to correct this. He said peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, peanut butter whiskey. I might try that. I might try. Where does it say whiskey? I don't
know. You like peanut butter cookies, Frank?
There is a drink
that
I
forgot.
Like.
He's correcting us.
He said
There is a drink that I like that this place called Dirty Frank's.
I'm going to correct Freak 5 here. He said he bought... Look, read this sentence.
Slash bar.
Read this sentence. It says, I bought a bottle of peanut butter last weekend, and it is amazing, he said. God damn it, Freak 5. Okay. To correct you son of a bitch.
Anyways, I had this thing called a peanut butter and jelly soda, which was basically grape soda, but with peanut butter porter, like the syrup that's used in peanut butter porters. Spritzed in, and it actually tastes not that bad.
God, I can't imagine that being
not
anything
that
but
bad. It's not a great recommendation, I'll just say that.
Yeah,
like, it's something that you think would taste wrong, but it tastes
I know
really
but
good.
You're saying like nah, there are things a lot better. You don't really need to do this because it's not that bad.
Yeah, peanut butter whiskey,
they're great.
I might try that, Freak 5. That sounds good. You just drink it straight or on the rocks, or what do you do with that? Do you put it in a mixed drink? Like, how would you drink that? is what I'm wondering. Bernie says,
starving and fighting for your life, you know, that's when you drink that kind
of
stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bernie says, you like peanut butter cookies, Frank. Yes, I do. I like peanut butter cookies because it's a different consistency than peanut butter. I don't know. All right.
Don't fall for it, Bernie. He's just trying to trick you with his alien disguise. the peanut butter cookies, he's able to fool you.
Yeah, exactly.
It must be. It's his alien weakness. It's like kryptonite.
Breakman, did I do my Bill Moseley high escapade?
Does that mean we have to make a giant island made out of peanut butter cookies and throw it at him?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
His worst enemy's a baker.
Yeah. How dare you guys? Yeah, yeah, we got it, Freak Five. I just not quick to the draw there. Okay. So I have a quick heiscapade I want to tell you guys about. The other day, like Bernie and I were looking through movies, and of course we're horror fanatics, so we're looking through all the horror movies and stuff like that to rent or to buy or whatever. Because sometimes you can get really cheap digital movies, you know. And it seemed like every movie that we came across had Bill Moseley in it. So I just started joking, like, yeah, pretty soon, like every movie is gonna have Bill Moseley in it, and then he's gonna start.
I don't even know who he is.
He was Chop Top in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. He's been in a lot of. He was. He's in Rob Zombie movies, Three from Hell, and you know all those House of a Thousand Corpses and stuff like that. But I don't know. I was just kind of joking. I was like, you know, pretty soon it's gonna be. You know, a movie, you know, starring
Tara Reid.
starring Bill Moseley, written by Bill Moseley, produced by Bill Moseley, directed by Bill Moseley, you know, like
being Bill Moseley.
And the reason it came to that is because
it has to have a scene like being John Malkovich where he just says, Bill Moseley, Bill yeah. Moseley. Bill Moseley.
That day, man.
Yeah, it was it was funny, like, we watched a movie, which I don't know if I did a review for, a movie called Veronica, and it's Glenn Danzig's vision. Like, he did this comic called Veronica, and he wanted to do a movie, and I remember hearing about that this movie was kind of in production hell because, you know, Glenn Danzig was kind of like the overprotective, you know, daddy of this movie, which I understand in a lot of respects, but it ended up being where Glenn Danzig like did almost everything on the movie, including acting and directing and producing. And
have you seen the Sonic movie yet?
I have not, Eric. I always wait for sales, dude. Like if I can get it cheap, like at the Redbox, I'll watch it there. But I got so much.
Like I think you could rent it for like $20. Like that's like almost the same price as just buying it.
Yeah, I'd rather just buy it. You know, if I'm gonna do that, I mean, I don't know if it's worth that. Yeah, Freak says Otis and Devil's Rejects. That's exactly yeah. He says drinks it straight, but also put in some hot chocolate. Oh, that does sound good, man. I might try that, man. That sounds good. Do you like
heated? Anybody see Jumanji The Next Level yet? Because I might try that out.
I have not. I think that's at the Redbox. I might pick that up this weekend and watch it. Eric, speaking of that. So yeah, that's my heiscapade for this week. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're up first. Did we lose Breakman? If we lost Breakman, come on. Breakman, are you here?
No, I'm hitting the mute button.
Okay.
And then I was talking to myself for a little bit because I was saying that, I hate when I do that because then I'm like, why are you saying my name? I'm talking to, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Mute. All right, you're stinko.
Yeah, anyway, we have I have two, and I think we're going to have pretty much the same two.
Yeah.
There are, I'd say, two people who have ever sung country music where I've ever got up and like, yeah, that guy's awesome. Like, I like his music.
Yeah.
One of those died this week, I think.
Yep.
Great legend, a voice that we're never going to hear, a type of voice we're never going to hear again. Somebody was able to cross over into other
dress the
party. Have fans from other genres and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Kenny Rogers.
It's not a surprise that he's died because he's been sick a lot the last several years, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not a surprise, but still like, ah, oh, that's sad.
There will be no plastic surgery jokes for this portion of the show. But yep, The Gambler. I agree wholeheartedly. I didn't pick it because I knew you had it queued up.
I thought we were both on it.
No, it's definitely like Kenny Rogers was huge in this household. Like, you know, my parents really love Kenny Rogers. Totally bummed to hear that. I think he died a little young, to be honest with you.
He's been sick for a while though. Yeah, you know, like we're always hearing like he's got something new and some people are just have bad luck when it comes to stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
As the saying goes, life isn't fair.
It isn't.
It just isn't.
Yeah, it isn't. It's totally sad. I don't have anything to add to that, The Gambler, man.
Yep, rest in peace, Gambler. I don't think I should call him The Gambler. Like, I don't call the Batman. Hey, The Batman. Anyway,
you don't know. Hey, Gambler. Just say Gambler, man. There you go.
So, hey, The Gambler.
Yeah, The Gambler.
You don't have to call me the Mr. Gambler. Jesus, you're a moron. Yeah, I know. The other one, and I'm sure this is actually the same stinko you have also, is this sham of a $1 trillion bailout of the government's passing, you know.
Oddly, Breakman, I don't have it listed because I have three other ones, but I'm glad you brought it up. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, one that's designed to bail out things like airlines and, you know, these big bloated companies that are going to, you know, that need to fail maybe. We shouldn't be using our tax dollars to save them. In this case, we're borrowing money against our future.
Yeah.
Borrowing $1 trillion against our future. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And the American people, the people who are suffering, the people who are afraid of not having jobs. And, like, I do agree with some of it, like giving some money to corporations to not fire people. But there was not enough protection, I think, in there to keep people in their jobs. Yeah. But besides that, the American people, the ones who are afraid how they're going to pay their bills, how they're going to get food and water and pay for all that stuff, are going to get, what was it, $600 to $1,200?
Yep, one-time payment.
And that's supposed to last until...
Which is going to get taken out of your next refund, so why even bother taking it?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's another kick in the ass, isn't it?
You give us this money and then you give us a refund next year. No strings attached.
Oh, you know, it's worse than that. Like,
and you could do better than in other countries and just, you know, give us paid time off until the situation's over.
Yep. Nope, they're not doing that, man. It's a one-time payment of $1,200 that's, by the way, going to be taxed. So whatever your tax rate, they're going to take taxes out of that. And then at the end of the year, you're going to have to claim that full $1,200 on your taxes. So good luck getting
I don't want that check.
I don't want it either.
Good luck getting a refund next year.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck getting a refund.
I was finishing the sentence for you.
Yeah, no, you know how people like sometimes rely on those, you know, refunds at the end of the year to, you know, pay back some debt that they have during the year. They can fucking forget that now because they're going to get hit with it right now. And I know the argument is, well, we're desperate right now, and I understand that. So there's going to be a lot of people that use it in the right way to pay maybe $1,200 can't buy you anything in New York or Los Angeles, not even here in Denver. Like, I was renting out my basement for $1,200 at one point. So, you know, $1,200 is like nothing. You know, it's in the grand scheme of things, it makes zero sense. Zero sense.
Let me see. My bills for $1,200, a month and a half.
Yeah.
Without eating anything or drinking anything or, you know, feeding the pets or using cable or anything.
Well,
like
you
that.
Should have given up your pets, Breakman. Like, you know, that's how fiscal responsibility works. If you have to tighten up your belt, then you know you got to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice, Breakman. So those pets of yours, they should be right now in a shelter, in a kill shelter right now. So you know, so the 1% can be propped up by the rest of us, even some more.
God, yeah.
You know,
I mean, the ones that the ones that are telling old people to go out there, kill yourselves for us. Like, you've got, look, you're sacrificed for the economy. Like, you're doing the good thing for the greater good. Like, what?
And you know what's funny?
You're really telling old people to go die so you can make more money, so you can be okay with your wallet, so you're not afraid that where your money's going to come from, like most Americans normally are.
Right.
You know, not living paycheck to paycheck. You greedy piece of shit.
Well, and like not only that, they know that they can get tested, and if they have the virus, they can get the best health care because they have the best health care and they can afford the best health care. You know, I might as well piggyback that with one of my stinkos, and I'll go back to you. I know you have another one, Breakman. Mm. My hospital visit, all right, you guys remember last week I was feeling kind of like shit. Mm-hmm. Well, it took a day or two to evolve to the point where – and I never do this, guys. Like, I haven't been to the doctors in probably 15 years, 10, 15
years. Well, you're
years.
A man. Men don't go to doctors.
So. Well, no, I just have never really.
No. This is Dear Break Man advice here.
Right. I get it.
I advise them not to go to see a doctor.
Yeah. If you're a man, don't ever see the doctor. So I got to the point where my chest felt like it was caving in. And one of the big you know, symptoms of this virus is fucking, you know, chest symptom. Like you have a hard time breathing and all this. Right. I went to the hospital. Guess how long it took for me to be out of that hospital? It took me longer to check in my lighters than it did for me to be seen by a doctor and given my discharge papers and all. Oh, by the way, do you have insurance? You know, because that's the most all important thing. How are we going to get paid for this 10-minute hospital visit, and I can't wait for that bill. I can't wait for that bill because I'm gonna fucking wipe my ass with it, you know, when I run out of toilet paper. So yeah, that's
you gotta like wrinkle those up really good because those are really hard, you know.
Yeah.
Like you keep wrinkling it and just you can get it down to pretty softish, maybe not really soft, but it'll still be absorbent.
Yeah, exactly. So. I mean, that hospital failed badly. It was the University of Colorado Hospital at the Anschutz Center. And I was unpleased. The nurse, after the doctor had told me I didn't have enough symptoms to get tested, the nurse told me with my discharge papers. Of course, I had to give my information to the billing first, you know. And then after that, they'll give you your discharge papers. Right. I should have just walked the fuck out of there without them not knowing anything. But I waited for the discharge papers, and the nurse was like, well, if you feel any worse, you know, make sure and come back. I was like, for what? So you guys can not do anything but charge me money and line your pockets? I was like, I understand you're a nurse, but this whole fucking hospital system is a fucking sham. And your administrators are your overlords. And that's all I got to say. So I took my papers and I left. Because the advice was Tylenol and ibuprofen, guys. So as bad as I was feeling, as bad as my chest was feeling caved in, their advice was take Tylenol and ibuprofen. So, you know, the hospitals don't get a pass on this thing either. I know what they're doing. They're trying to save hospital beds for the worst of the worst. But to me, it's almost death. I mean, I felt like death incarnate, literally. Like I almost couldn't breathe. And I don't ever go to the doctor for anything. So, you know, fuck that hospital and fuck the whole system is what I'm trying to say. Breakman, back to you, Breakman. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
No, I was done.
Oh, you didn't have any more?
No, I had two.
Oh, yeah. Two. What? And you did both of them? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do the rest of mine, Eric, and then we'll get to yours. GameStop gets a big F you. I advise nobody, don't ever buy anything from GameStop again. I'm going to take my own advice. I tried to give them a chance, but this coronavirus thing, if you guys haven't heard the phone call, I don't want to replay it here, but it's pretty atrocious what these executives are telling their store managers to do. And I'm glad in California they finally decided to close down, but it's too little too late, and they're not paying their employees.
I talked about this last week.
Yeah, I know, there's been some
developments. Places like Pennsylvania are forcing their hand, which is good.
Yes. And then the I know we talked briefly about it, but defying orders, lawful legal orders. I hope if anybody gets sick at GameStop, they immediately put a lawsuit. And now I know GameStop is probably going to file for bankruptcy, but I think part of the bankruptcy is tied to like any and all civil and what do they call that? Class action.
I would just like to say you're talking about them going out of bankruptcy. Maybe we should instead of saying don't shop at GameStop, don't shop at GameStop when they're in business. When they go, because when they file bankruptcy, what they do is they sell to liquidator companies. It isn't actually still GameStop that's owning them. So you don't have to feel guilty about going in there and shopping clearance. You're not GameStop anything.
Yeah, Frank complaining about what the doctor told him to do. Did it work? Is he feeling it? He's feeling better, isn't he? That's not the point, Freak 5. I never go to the doctors, and if I'm telling you I can't breathe and I'm having problems breathing, most likely I'm having problems breathing and some help would have been nice. You know, maybe a prescription to dilate my bronchial passages or some comfort, man. There was no comfort there. So, yeah, I'm a little pissed off about it. GameStop, break, man. Like, GameStop is – I hope they're done after this year. I know Reggie's going to be on the board after April 20th, but I hope he decides to jump ship real quick, and I hope that whole store just goes away. GameStop is a scourge on people. They don't care about their people. They're like any other major corporation. All they care about is profits and paying their executives millions of dollars. So I have no sympathy for GameStop. I hope they close. That's what I'm going to say about GameStop. Any final thoughts on that, Brady?
I think a lot of businesses are going to be closing because of Corona permanently.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of businesses like this, you know, like GameStop and JCPenney, that were fighting. They're struggling heavily. They're on their last legs, and now that they're forced to close, they're losing a lot of money unless they can get like I don't know all the details of what the government's doing for all businesses, you know.
Half a trillion.
I know there was a lot of unnecessary stuff, like $50 billion to the airline. Like, fuck that.
The airline should have been nationalized to begin with. I mean, if ever there was arguments to be made about socialism, the airlines would be one. I mean, a government-regulated airline where, you know, everybody's treated the same would probably be a good idea. You know what I mean? Freak says you're so old. They thought the albuterol wouldn't be good for your. How dare you, Freak 5? You son of a bitch!
He might be right.
How dare you, Break Man? You son of a bitch, number two. GameStop is a huge no for me. I'm glad I didn't renew my magazine, because who knows if I would have got all 12 issues, which I sporadically got them anyways. And every time I talked to them about it, they could never send me a new copy of that month's magazine. So I got nothing for GameStop, man. I hope they go away. I hope they do. They're one of those evil, like, companies that if they went away, I don't think anybody would complain, man. Seriously, they could really fucking die a horrible death. I don't care about GameStop. I know there's plenty of good people that work there, but, you know, you guys are more valuable somewhere else other than GameStop, man. They don't treat you good. They obviously don't care about their employees. Those memos that they sent out that they were going to send, you know, hand sanitizer and, you know, keep social distancing, they didn't work at all. They didn't do any of that. And you need look no further than a nice Reddit column about it. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Fuck GameStop. I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, nobody buy anything from GameStop going forward. They don't deserve your money. They don't care about you. They don't care about their employees. They only care about themselves. So anything to add to that, Break or Eric? Nothing? Okay. And then,
like I said, when they go into liquidation, once they have like clearance signs up there, you can go by there without feeling any guilt because they're not owned by GameStop anymore.
Yep.
They're owned by liquidators who are just as evil and I can't think of, but you know they're not good either. But the liquidation companies,
they're
like vultures. But anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get great deals that way. Yeah. So,
no. My third and last story is involves mainstream media and their failure to cover, the sexual allegations against Joe Biden. The Me Too movement is a bunch of bullshit. You know how everybody was crying about Kavanaugh, right, Breakman? Which I agreed, mm-hmm. Kavanaugh's a piece of shit, and I think we can all openly understand.
Well, I think if we've learned anything in 2019 is that our government is filled with sexual predators.
Yes. And Biden's no different. And there's a woman that has a very credible allegation against Joe Biden, and he is unfit to be in office, period. So all you Me Too movement people that aren't talking about Joe Biden right now, you're very disingenuous, and I don't want to ever hear you complain about any Republican or anything else that's not in the corporate Democrats' best interest. So, get away from that movement. I saw Alyssa Milano, one of the biggest open talkers about the Me Too movement, took that off of her profile after these Joe Biden allegations came forward. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck Alyssa Milano and fuck all you Me Too movement people that aren't saying shit about Joe Biden. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Me and the guy on Twitter were talking about, like, most of this country, most of the world are just sheep. People just follow and they don't think for themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about – and in this country, it's about Democrat or Republican for most of the people. Like, you're either a Republican or you're Democrat, the other side's evil.
I think they're just one party. Breakman, I don't see any discernible difference other than the fact that Democrats will say the right things, but turn around and do the wrong things time and time again. So, I think it's just one party, and until that changes, like I think I'm officially jaded, man. Like I can't look at politics.
I've been jaded for a long time.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. Freak Fire says, one night I was in the ER for an asthma attack, probably within a month or two of meeting Mrs. Freak. They discharged me with about two or three in the morning, and because I had gotten three breathing treatments and the albuterol would have kept me awake, they gave me an Ambien. This is the first time I had Ambien. I got home, took the Ambien, sat down to play a video game until it put me to sleep. Less than 5 minutes later, I knew it was time for bed. I was seeing stuff floating around the room. Yeah, Ambien I've had before. And Ambien basically, it's kind of scary. Ambien shuts your brain off. Like, you go into like REM type sleep? Ambien just shuts that shit down completely. Like, it's almost like you're dead for a short time. It's weird.
I've said the best sleep I ever had was when I got anesthesia for surgery.
Like, yeah.
Because they're like, count backwards. I'm like, 5, 4.
Done. Yep, done.
5, 4, waking up like it's over with. Like, what up? Yeah. You're done. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Weed gives you good sleep depending on the strain. If you got a good indica, you can get really good sleep on weed. Bernie says a cop ran into me because I stopped in the middle of the road on Ambien. What are you doing driving using
Ambien? Was
the road
named Ambien? Yeah. Or was the cop on Ambien?
Yeah, exactly.
Was everybody on Ambien in this situation?
Yeah, I think everybody was, man. All right, Eric, you're up next. Your stinko of the week.
My stinko. I got two of them, but I mentioned one of them earlier, but how 2K is a bunch of cheap bastards for doing a quote-unquote physical release of the game, which really just means they put a digital code in the case, which is the point. And they're selling it for $50. You don't need to sell those three games the same day for $50.
Yeah,
that is such a waste of material and stuff. Like putting a plastic case out on the shelf with nothing in it but just a code or something. Why?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
What are you doing? You're wasting material, like paper.
You don't
want to
pay for the larger cartridges. That's what.
And the cartridges can't cost them all that much, man. That's so much bullshit, man. So stupid. Why was she driving?
But taking the second Ambien? One would be. The second one would be the death of D.P.R. Jones, who was a longtime atheist advocate when atheists were far less prevalent in, or at least outspoken in U.S. society and Western society in general, because he was from Britain.
Yeah.
But I found out about this today in a video that Aaron Ra did.
Yeah. Very sad.
I've never heard anything bad about D.P.R. Jones. No. He kind of disappeared for a while, but it's not like you find them years later doing the shit that Richard Dawkins is doing.
Yeah. Richard Dawkins is a sad one for me, man. Like, I mean, I felt really bad when, Hitchens passed away, Christopher Hitchens, but, you know, the turn that, Dawkins take really, really disappointing. But yeah, nobody ever had anything bad to say about DPR. Very thoughtful insight on what it, you know, a window into the way an atheist thinks. So yeah, DPR Jones was definitely one of a kind for sure. So yeah, I'd suggest checking out his YouTube channel, his old clips, because it's a lot of good content.
Is his YouTube channel still up?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was gone. He had been gone for like what, 4 or 5 years. I mean, he was obviously sick. I'm assuming, and I don't know what he died of. I don't have any of those details, and I don't know if I even care to know. To be honest with you, Eric, you know, I'm not.
It wasn't the virus, because they would have told us.
Well, maybe it was related, you know, but maybe they're just,
you know, like me being weakened by whatever was bothering him might have. You know.
Yeah, there's a, like, Breakman, there's a, I don't know if you probably haven't kept up with WWE wrestling, but there's a wrestler now, his name is Roman Reigns, he's one of the top guys, and he refused to go to WrestleMania and tape his match. He was supposed to fight Goldberg, but he had leukemia, and his immune system is compromised, so he decided not to go, and I kind of applaud that, you know, I mean, if you know those type of things, then you gotta stay away. Even though it's like, I think it's estimated like up to 60-70% of us is gonna get this fucking virus anyways at the rate we're.
Yeah, why were you going. Driving when after taking an Ambien, Bernie?
Yeah, Bernie, why were you? Why were you taking Ambien?
You in a hurry or something?
No, it sounds like she was kind of like, it was not what she planned on doing.
Yeah, she didn't
trying plan to kind on of doing evict it. From what she said, it sounds like she's going to be, you know, like saying that it was kind of not what she wanted.
Yeah, I don't think she expected. I think I remember. I don't think she expected to drive like right after she took that pill. So yeah, she's nodding her head that's right. Okay. What else? Okay, I think you did both of your stinkos, right, uh-huh. Eric? Okay, let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman. Sweet of the week.
Oh, mine goes to, I'm going to sign up for it pretty soon here, but CBS Online has announced they're giving out a free month until April something. So people who want to catch Picard can now go catch Picard.
I know. Good, get it. Is Picard the whole series up yet on there, or?
I don't know. Like, that's probably the thing is, I doubt the whole series is going to be up. Like,
damn it!
Before it's over.
If the whole
story to hook you in, but
you know what I might do? I might
wait.
They
weren't offering a free thing before a free month, but it's just,
you know, yeah. Also on that note, Break. Since we're doing free stuff, I think if you type in the code shut in on Shudder, you get a free month as well. You know how I always talk about Shudder. It's a good chance to check out their content. They got a lot of good stuff. Shut in is the code to get a month free. So that's really good. Yeah, shut in. So
okay.
Anything else?
Shut in.
Yeah, shut in. Anything else, Blake?
I've seen other things like LeVar Burton's going to bring, since we're talking about Star Trek, he wants to bring back Reading Rainbow for a lot of people who are, you know, kids. He wants kids to read.
That would be pretty fantastic. You know, I'm all for that.
Yeah. As he's always done, like, as he's always cared about, reading is important. It's not, I don't read books anymore because I'm gotten tired of like starting out all right, and then you know you're halfway through and then it gets really stupid or something,
or it doesn't stick a landing. Yeah, I know, man. Yeah,
yeah, or like or the Star Wars novels. Like I just every one of them, they've tried and like undo, so, which is basically what happened with the movies. Is you know
it's
like,
a fan fiction basically.
Well, kind of, yeah, it's like, we're going to retcon this. I didn't like that, so we're retconning this. And that was like every other book was like, no, we didn't like this, so we're retconning that. Like, okay, I just...
we're retconning okay, the retcons.
I know, exactly. That would happen. Because, for instance, Mara Jade kind of switched back and forth between... In the novel, she switched back and forth between Lando and Luke. Because one author would like her with Lando and another would like her with Luke. It was insane. Like, it was just, okay, I'm done. You guys are just, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying kids shouldn't read because there are a lot of great books out there.
Yeah. Let's
just
go read
Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl's a racist motherfucker.
What's that?
Roald Dahl's a racist motherfucker. Don't read his books.
Who?
You can watch the Matilda movie, though. That's fine, because it excises most of that crap.
What are you talking about, Eric?
You don't know who Roald Dahl is?
Roald Dahl. I have no idea.
Willy Wonka.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Now I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, don't. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else, Break?
No, not that I think of. Just everybody who's working. Everybody's trying to give free stuff out. And
yeah.
People are, you know, supposed to stay home. Anybody who's incentivizing staying home at
yeah.
this point.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Because more people need to. Because a lot of people aren't getting it. So, you know, do whatever you can to, you know, make them understand.
Yeah.
Or if you can't make them understand, then give them something like to say, ooh, okay, well, I'll do that then.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
when you pull the tranquilizer out and you drag them inside the house.
Evil Craze is in the chat. Welcome. And Windsock, welcome on in. Appreciate you joining the show today.
And you know, I was complaining about all the people, on the right saying not understanding things like hospitals wanting more ventilators and stuff like that. Like, well, there's only this many people sick right now, morons.
Yeah.
Right now.
They're trying to prepare.
Right now.
Here in Denver, like I said.
Oh, sorry, just a mini rant.
No, that's okay. Like I said, here in Denver.
I don't know why I thought of it at this moment. We're just on Sweetos, and all of a sudden I just thought of that. Sorry.
No. I was going to say, I will say, if you get sick in Denver, you'll probably get a bed because there was hardly nobody in that hospital at all. So that's – at least it's good for now here in that respect. So, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto on yours, so I'll just –
no, I don't have any.
Okay. Mine is, hey, Breakman, at least the liquor stores are still open. I mean, you know, I mean, if you're going to look at things that way.
Right.
I mean, more. He bought all of it, didn't
he? open, but Frank put them out of business.
Yeah. I bring this up because, like, it was a legit question in my mind. Like, I was thinking along, like, what Eric was saying earlier about the liquor stores. I was like, why the fuck are the liquor stores open? Is that really essential? And, I mean, I got...
I don't think that's nationwide, though, because there are some states that are really have really strict liquor laws. So
yeah. Well,
in places.
Yeah, but here that's the way that it was.
We're all different. Like, for instance, I said on Twitter, like Kentucky, they consider guns to be essential.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there are a lot of southern states that consider guns to be essential too, like Texas. I guarantee you, guns are essential in Texas. So.
Yeah, well, so. I legit asked the question on Twitter, and boy, did I ever get a response, and they made sense. You know, I had a person, you know, kind of like set me straight in a way. They were like, "Well, it's for all the people that could have alcohol withdrawal," and I didn't even think about that aspect of things. I'm like, "Yes, that's true." Like. If you're alcohol dependent, then keeping those stores open is definitely essential. Like I could see why that would be. Weed stores is a different story. I don't believe weed is essential unless you're using it for medical purposes. So the medical places should really stay open and the recreational places should be closed. I know that's going to be controversial coming from me, but I just think like unless you're dependent on something like alcohol, I didn't find that one in particular was just kind of a weird one for me. So it opened my eyes, and I'm on board for leaving the liquor stores are open. And there's lots of reasons people gave me. Some are like, at least, you know, it's a little bit of solace in these hard times, which I don't know is a great.
I need to find myself some ochu and just drink it.
Yeah. Other people were, you know, on the addiction thing, and I totally get that. And those people were definitely right. So yeah, I mean, at least the liquor stores are open. You know, I mean that's the best that I could think about this situation. It's really hard for people being isolated. You know, we're a species that. Really depends on, even if you don't realize it, like going to the store with other people around is kind of essential for our mental.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah, well, people are annoying, no question. But it is essential to be around people, except for right now. You know what I mean? Like right now, it's like stay home, try to flatten this curve a little bit, and think in the end we'll be okay, hopefully. I mean, I know I have older parents. I know Brake does and Eric, and you know, it's the elderly are the ones that are getting hit the worst with this thing. So it's good to stay in as much as you can, but I understand why liquor stores are open. So all right, let's move on to our free-for-all question, guys. It's a free-for-all. I agree with you, Brake Man. I'm not into crowds either, but there is like a mental health capacity to not be around people.
I'm all right like going to a concert and it's crowded with people. Yeah. It's just, you know, I don't like people bumping into me, and that's going to happen in crowds like that. And
yeah,
just,
for sure.
When I go grocery shopping, it's just nice to there isn't a lot of people around.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, this week's free-for-all is a pretty quick question. We all know that E3 is canceled this year, the big electronics expo. Mm-hmm. My question is...
And I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm pretty sure this is the death of E3.
That's my question. Is E3 officially dead? And Breakman sounds like you are definitely...
I'm sorry, Frank. I'm sorry.
What? Go ahead.
Step on your toes there.
What's that?
I think this is it. No, I didn't need stuff on your toes. I didn't miss where you're going. No.
It's all good. It's all good.
No, a lot of companies were looking for a reason to get out, and you know, some big companies were just like, nah, we're done. So even before Corona hit, I just get the idea that it was, you know, it was kind of too expensive and just kind of too big-ish. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think, Eric?
It tried to turn into something like PAX, you know, but it's just never really was that, and I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So, Eric, what are your thoughts, man?
I think I said earlier it's probably the death.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
Because, even without this, companies were already splintering off from the thing anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree with
you. Too much money for them to go to a show and stuff and have a specific demo and stuff as opposed to maybe putting it out online or doing some other way.
So let me ask you guys this question. What if somebody like Microsoft props that expo up? Do you think that's a possibility or viable at all? Or is it
think they're more likely to do their own.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just better companies. They probably just do their own thing, you know. Especially the big companies. The small companies, though, are who I worry about not being able to get the exposure that they might have been able to get. Yeah, I'm worried about them and what they're gonna do. But the big companies are all right. They're not gonna.
I mean, indies have a friend in Nintendo at least. So, but that's just one platform.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Xbox does a lot of indie work. They always got. Every year, their indie and their summer. It's every year there's a big summer list of indie games that they do and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Squeaky chair, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm in agreement. I think I agree with you, Eric. I think, you know, splintering off has definitely hurt E3 quite a bit, although it's still really popular. Like, what do you think about the possibility? Like, do they charge for E3 or is it a free event for everybody?
Yes.
Like, no. what are their pricings? Like, could they do some like money incentives to
about $120 is the cheapest ticket you can get.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah. Not worth it at all. Like, here's my other question. Well, speaking of PAX and some of the other ones, like, is this the official death knell of almost all of those events, like PAX and, you know, other like,
PAX is still a thing.
No, I understand PAX is still a thing, but is it on borrowed time is what I'm saying. Like, are we going to just not?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know how popular PAX is. Let me start over. I don't know how popular PAX is.
It's pretty popular, man.
I don't really pay attention to it.
I would venture.
Is it still really popular?
Yeah, I would venture.
Does it make money? Because I know, like, the people who originally started PAX have completely moved on.
Well, there's still PAX Prime and there's still PAX East.
Yeah.
I think there's even a PAX South.
Yeah, there's all kinds of PAX conventions, but I'm just wondering if these conventions are kind of a thing of the past. I mean, it's not like for instance, like we have comic book conventions, right? And we have horror conventions where you could get autographs from like, you know, Robert Englund or Kane Hodder or, you know, stuff like that. Same thing with the comic book world. You can get, you know, signed commissions, or you can, you know, from artists that you know and love, or you can get autographs, or, you know, all kinds of shit. Like, I understand the appeal to that, but like in the mm-hmm. comic book or in the video game industry, like what is there to hook crowds if not the games themselves? Yeah. You know, I guess that's my whole thing.
Well, I can understand what you're saying. Like, what about like smaller shows, you know, like PAX is a big thing.
Yeah.
But what if they're like cities have their own small shows or something, and they could have maybe they recruit companies to come in and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
not like everybody coming
there's
in.
There's still MAGFest and there's too many games.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what I mean. Like small shows for every, maybe like, across Ohio, there could be like one in Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Toledo, you know, and just everybody does their own small things, and they can, you know, they can court companies like Nintendo and Microsoft, and maybe get them to show off games and do conventions that way.
Yeah, or maybe if
for people, because everybody wanted to go to see E3. That's something that a lot of gamers wanted.
Yeah.
I'd say almost all gamers really wanted to go to E3 once in their lifetime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just experience all the games and just so much like, oh, that's coming and that's coming and that's coming, this kind of thing. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think I agree with both of you guys. I honestly think like E3 is done, and I'm kind of curious about the video gaming, you know, kind of festival scene as a whole. I don't think it's viable. Like, I just don't, like, unless they did something drastic, like they started having like, I don't know, like Final Fantasy concerts or, you know, like
gamers need to wash their fucking hands and take showers. that's one thing that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Cause people get con crud.
No, I'm just saying what's,
I had tickets to a Final Fantasy concert a couple of weeks ago. On my dad's birthday that evening, there was a Final Fantasy concert supposed to happen in Music Hall, which apparently is the greatest place to go for anything, because that's where I went for the Star Wars and for the Empire screening with the orchestra playing, whatever. They're going to have a Final Fantasy, and that's obviously coronavirus, but a big delay on that. So that is happening.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying, like, at these like festivals break. I'm trying to make the comparison to other.
Oh, you mean like make the? You mean like at E3 there would always be some groups that would show up?
Yeah,
and stuff like,
make it an event, because like I said, what is there to be tied to other than the game? So if you take away half of the major players, right? You take Nintendo out of there. excuse me, sorry guys, I couldn't hit the mute button.
I'm going off on tangents. You're sneezing. Like, this show's going to hell.
No, I'm just.
I'm completely confused about what you're saying.
No, my biggest point is like in every convention, right? Whether it's a horror convention or comic book convention, there's a hook, right? There's a reason why you want to be there. Of course, the comics, right? In comic book conventions, mm-hmm. but they always have like guest speakers and guest, you know, this, and I just don't see a lot of that. I see the big draw to something like E3 is mostly, you know, here's the game, try it out type of thing before the general public tries it out. So, you know, yeah, I do not have the coronavirus.
Well, PAX has that stuff.
Yeah, no, E3 I understand
have that stuff.
No, but it's just not enough, is what I'm saying, Eric. I don't think it's a viable kind of thing going forward. I think unless you're major like PAX.
Well, if you do like small shows, like you can have like local groups come in and perform.
Yeah,
Local celebrities, maybe depending on where you're at, like local game designers or something. Like this could be if you're in, say, I can't think of local designers offhand, but I was gonna say if you're in Boston, like a local designer there, like have them like the studio there, designers, stuff like that, like, you know, meet the developers type thing.
Yeah, that would be good. That's good stuff,
or like,
man.
You know, Mega Ran concerts or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, guys, we gotta.
Depending on where you are, of course.
Yeah. We gotta get out of here, guys.
Yeah, right, Frank? You went.
Can you hear me?
Man, we're having audio issues too. Cause you keep going like,
am I back?
Yeah, but you keep going like, coming for us. We need to leave.
Okay.
I don't know. Like you'll be saying something, and then all of a sudden there's silence. Like
that's so weird.
And then you're back to talking again. Like you're going now, but you're just fucking around.
All right, let's just get this shit done, man. Yeah, the convention's canceled in May this year for Freak. Yeah, there's a lot of that's going on. I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to go to the Guns N' Roses concert, man. I don't know. It's scheduled for July, but you never know, man. Okay.
I'm worried about there being baseball this year. I don't know if it's going
to. I know. It sucks. Yeah. Yep. You're kind of breaking out. Break, man, your plugs. Do we have break? Eric, let me hang up on you, and then I'll call you guys right back. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, there you are.
I haven't muted. I swear I'm looking, straight at it.
Quickly, break.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was going to say, I did think of one other thing. This week was supposed to be the opening day for baseball, which is why I was off this weekend. Off yesterday.
Yeah.
I should say, I was off yesterday. I did. Enjoy opening day, and that's... been quote-unquote postponed, but I'm going to guess canceled at this point.
Yeah,
I think they're going to do everything they can to not cancel it, but I just think it's going to end up being canceled because our government has not done enough, and Trump keeps undermining anything we do to fight the virus. So
yeah.
I think we're going to be stuck with it for a while because, you know, shit's going to hell because of our president's a two-year-old.
Yeah,
basically.
Well said, my friend. All right, break your plugs.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me at @break_man or at harmonica.
How dare you? How dare you, son of a bitch? Freak says.
You shouldn't say that. Like, hey, at harmonica, how'd you do on RP Grinders? Huh? What?
How dare you? How dare you? You're exiled, son of a bitch. Freak 5 says. The convention was canceled, but they're allowing people to live stream their panels. He was going to host a panel that was a beer tasting of local beers. I guess instead, he will use the money he was going to spend on beer to share with others to spend on beer for myself. You could send it to RP Grinders, Freak 5. I mean, you could still be a good buddy, and we could taste beers together, I guess. Although, you drink me under the table, so... all right. Eric, your plugs, please. How dare you? Don't fucking harm.
I'm trying to give them theme music. Or not theme music, but like in a, as he's talking, like that soft music that's playing.
Eric, let me give him an opportunity to let's hear a little bit of your background music you're going to give for Eric. Go ahead, break.
Oh, yeah, background, that was the word.
Okay.
All right, I'm trying to be quiet.
So he's very quiet, very somber, Eric. Do your plugs, Eric.
You can find reviews I've written on sites like BostonBashBrigade.com,
FogNetwork.com and TotallyGN.com. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar a month will help me out on my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile at EricRPG.
All right. All right, Breakman, before I give my plugs, what would my theme music be? It doesn't matter what my theme music would be, son of a bitch.
No, okay.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, on any, you know, in all gaming systems. Thanks to all the chatters this week. Freak 5 was in there. Thank you very much. Commander Root, Evil Craze, or Evil Crazy. I don't know how you say that, Evil Craze. Let me know. Bernie was in chat. Freak 5, of course, I said, and Windsock. And earlier there was Bloodluster, and I can't remember who the other person was. Thank you all so much. Thanks for listening on the archives. Really appreciate it. Seems like Twitch has kind of blown up. We're getting more and more followers on Twitch, so thanks to all the people out
and
in Twitch.
More people running away as soon as they get in the chat. Like, whoa, damn, whole channel, sorry.
Yeah, this is a train wreck for sure, man. No question about it. Thank you all so much for sure. I really, really appreciate it. Everybody listening in the entire world, we really appreciate it. I know you're going through a hard time. Hang in there. You know, if you have mental health problems, please call somebody. That's a very underrated, important part of this whole coronavirus thing. If you're listening here in the United States or you're listening abroad.
You know, why doesn't somebody use this argument against the corporations, CEOs? Like, Trump's making it hard for you to stay in business because he's that incompetent. So why aren't you on board with Sanders?
It's really weird, man. It's in your best interest, long and short term.
To get somebody who can actually get the job done so you can continue doing business.
No, everybody thinks they're going
to... The longer Trump can change the fight and say, you know, we're going to open now and do a half-assed job of doing anything and telling, you know, governors that they have to be nice to them if they want stuff. But the longer we go through that, the longer it's going to take us to get through this.
Yeah, for sure. Hang in there is the best that we can say. You know, help your neighbors if you can.
I mean, literally, we could use any other body on the planet. Anybody else would be a better fucking president than Trump.
I don't know about that.
Even Biden hands.
Not Biden.
I know. Like, if we were in North Korea, they would, you know, Jung Dong would just like, nah, you're dead. We don't. They don't have quote unquote anybody infected in North Korea.
Yeah, of course.
And I know they did execute people who were suspected of having it.
And that's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, so
I'm just saying that any like sane, rational person would be a better, more competent president.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Try Shudder. Use the code SHUTIN. We don't get paid for it. I'm just giving you guys a heads up. You get a free month. So check it out and tell me if I'm right about what I say about Shudder almost every week. So thank you all so much. You know, stay safe this weekend. We really want you all to be safe, and we want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out, son of a bitch.
Remember, come on the butt.
Come on the butt.
In the butt, on the butt, you know, wherever. That's in the butt, on the butt, in the mouth. In the bush, over the bush, yeah. Around the bush, under the bush.